Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight we will consider the third of our Lord's final sayings from the cross. Behold thy son, behold thy mother. The very first concern Jesus had on the cross was honoring his father and being about his father's business when he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The next thing, he showed concern for his brother's welfare when he forgave the sinful, penitent thief on the cross. And then finally, as we consider tonight, third, he looked after the welfare of his mother Mary. It's an interesting order. Father, others, and then his mother. Interesting because the first recorded saying of Jesus in the Bible when he was 12 years old in the temple was, Do you not know that I must be about my father's business? His first recorded miracle was looking out for the welfare of others, the welfare of a couple that were getting married when they ran out of wine at their wedding. And then from the cross, he finally takes time to consider his station under the fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. For his entire earthly ministry, Jesus was placed under the Ten Commandments. According to his human nature, he fulfilled the Ten Commandments on our behalf perfectly. That's not to say we can slough off the Ten Commandments, not at all. What we can never do perfectly, Jesus did. And gives us the credit for it. The fourth commandment to honor our mother and father, Jesus was looking after now on the cross. Mary needed to be taken care of. So what Jesus could no longer do in this life, he passed on to the Apostle John. So this third word from the cross was our Lord severing his final earthly link under the Ten Commandments. It was the sword that would pierce Mary's soul that Saint Simeon talked about when Jesus was first born. She would lose her son so that the world could gain a savior, and that hurt her deeply. But Jesus came also to save Mary from her sins. The blood of Jesus saved her too. Now, granted, the Holy Scriptures rightly teach us that Mary was highly favored, blessed among all women. All generations are to call her blessed, but the Scriptures ascribe no more than that, and neither should we. We don't pray to Mary, we don't worship her, we don't look to her for help. We pray and worship and receive help only from the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, Mary and John were very dear to our Lord's heart. Why did Jesus commend his mother to John? Weren't there other family members that should have done that themselves? Well, according to Mark's gospel and John's gospel, Mary had other children. After the virgin birth of Jesus, which was necessary and in fulfillment of prophecy, she and Joseph obviously had other children together. And sadly, John wrote in his gospel that even Jesus' brothers did not believe in him. So Jesus placed his believing, widowed mother into the care of believing John to spare her from having to rely on those who rejected Jesus. Part of our Lord's suffering was that he had to sever ties with his loved ones and contend for our salvation alone. That's what is behind the scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 63. This is a prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus, where it says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. That's true. Jesus would be alone in his conflict on the cross, and he would even be alone in his moment of victory on Easter morning. But for now, there was no one to help him. Even his disciples had forsaken him and fled. One of them, Judas, betrayed our Lord to his death. Another, Peter, denied even knowing him. Mary and John stayed at the cross, along with two other Marys. They couldn't help him in his agony on the cross. Jesus did indeed tread the winepress alone. So what do we learn from this third word from the cross? Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. Well, obviously we can learn anew to do our duty under the fourth commandment to our parents, if they are still with us, and to other authorities. The scripture extends the fourth commandment, not just to our father and mother, but to all those in authority over us. If you're a child in school, that would be your teacher. If you're an employee, it would mean your boss. If you're the boss, it would mean the board or the stockholders. It means we should respect our political leaders, whether we voted for them or not. The fourth commandment orders us to respect those in authority over us. Give them love, obedience, and care. And in arranging for his mother's welfare, Jesus shows us how important it is to think of others, not just ourselves. And we also learn something else, something very profound. Through faith in Jesus, our Savior, all believers are united together in a very special fellowship. We read about a certain incident that took place in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 12. We read, "While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak to him. Then one said to Jesus, 'Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you.' But he answered and said to the one who told him, 'Who is my mother and who are my brothers?' And he stretched out his hand to the disciples and said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.'" Jesus wants us to love everyone. All people are our brothers, sisters, and mothers. In giving the care of Mary over to John, Jesus is showing us a sort of an adoption. And that's a very important theological concept in the Bible, because through faith in Jesus, all believers throughout the world, throughout all the generations, have been adopted into God's family. And Paul wrote about us being adopted in the books of Romans, Galatians, and Ephesians. Our epistle lesson today from Galatians 4. "When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law," that means under the Ten Commandments, "to redeem those who were under the law," that's us, under the Ten Commandments, "so that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.'" The word Abba is the Aramaic word for father. So Paul was saying the word father in two different languages to make a great emphasis. Paul even mentions Mary, the woman to whom Jesus was born under the law. Her adoption, if you want to call it that, by John, reminds us that we were all at once, at one time, born as outsiders to God's righteousness. But through his grace, he gave us faith to believe that Jesus is our Savior. And God adopted us into a new family. In a way, we have gone like Mary, from a family of unbelievers to a family of Christians, redeemed, restored, and forgiven by Jesus Christ. all of us here tonight are a church family. We're the family of Christ because Jesus stretched out his hand across a crowd of disciples and said, "Here are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters." But he could say that more than just figuratively, because when he had his arms outstretched on the cross, he was showing us the great love he has. Sin is what disowns us from the family of Christ, but from the cross and the empty tomb, we are adopted back. Jesus so much wants us in his family that he would stretch out his arms and have them nailed to the cross. So, what do we learn from that third word or third utterance of our Lord from the cross? It's that his suffering, death, and resurrection is the vehicle that God used to win us back from the devil. It's where Jesus took all our sins against the Ten Commandments and was punished in our stead for them, and where our status changed from outcasts to adoptees. We thank God for this through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We now continue, you may be remain seated, for the canticle on page 231, and then we will go to the Magnificat, hymn number 941. Let my prayer rise before you as incense,